microwaved coffee.
Oh, were you able to sign up for school, like register for your classes?
Oh yeah, yeah, I'm registered. I'm like going like super crazy, and I have 15 units or whatever it is.
Holy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
When do you'll start? Be
fine. February 1st.
Oh, okay, nice.
Yeah, I was trying to. There was like a class that was only like a month, so I guess it's their like winter, right?
Yeah.
In January. So I was trying to kill a class like in a month.
Yeah, that would be great.
But they didn't let me because I haven't done... It's been so long since I've been in school. I need to redo my eval. Oh, and the bad part was that my credits didn't transfer. I hated going like to Platt. Oh, Platt sucks so bad. Yeah, like my credits didn't transfer. So I have to do GE again, which I'm like, ugh.
No!
Yeah, I'm hoping I can test out or show like... I did go to school for this. Yeah. I feel like going like, I did go to school for this. Like, can I just... They made me take like a survey. I'm waiting to hear back. And that's how they evaluate what you need. But I think in order to get the AA, I would have to do the GE, which is, yeah. I hate, I was talking to like Vanessa and her mom, and I was like, I wish senior year was like, you're going to be out on your own year. Like, you, we need to teach you all these things.
Oh, yeah,
like
they...
how to register. Like, they taught us how to like, sign up for college, but they don't teach us about like
the units, what
type of units that college has. Like, don't go to these colleges because these units don't transfer to these like so my units won't transfer to any schools here in San Diego, basically.
That is the biggest load of crap I've ever heard
in
my life.
Like an online
I would have to leave. What
can you do, an online school or like
I'm doing all online.
Yeah, but it, like you said,
To a school. Yeah, I guess I could, but then I would have to pay the out of state tax, and I would have.
Yeah.
It's a pain in the ass. This is why I haven't gone to school in a while, because like I've tried applying to other schools and they told me no, and then finally I was like, you know what? I've waited, I pushed it off so long that I could have done it by now.
Yeah.
So yeah. I'm just gonna do it. I'm doing two AAs at the same time.
But isn't it That's good. Isn't it a lot of classes?
That I took?
No, like GE? You don't need that many?
I don't know. I'll figure it out.
Hope you can test it. I mean,
Test out most of them. Or like show, like, write something or say something like, hey, this is what I've done.
It's such crap because it's like, you took it. You did take them.
Yeah.
So what does it matter where you took them?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's the, like, whole the type doesn't of credit. Transfer thing is always stupid to me. Like,
yeah, there's two
types
of credits.
As long as
you
get proven, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. There's two
I didn't even know.
And the ones don't transfer. But yeah, it doesn't matter. I'm just going to do it. That way I don't have to deal with it later in case I want to do something else. I don't know.
Yeah.
Vanessa and I always plan to be like community college junkies and just like go to community college for life.
Community.
It's the best. I signed up for next semester because I was like, look, I have nothing to do. It can't hurt you.
Yeah.
Like, it's still more learning. Oh, plus I just figured out I only need one more class to get another AA. So I was like, cool.
Nice.
So I signed up.
So I was like, cool, why not?
They're right in the mix.
Yeah, so writing is going to take like a back burner for now, unfortunately. I'm going to try to still finish like my scripts, but... Yeah. So I'm doing cyber security forensics, which
sounds
really
amazing.
Cool.
Yeah.
And then the other one is just like a computer engineering, like programming course or whatever that I can transfer to and maybe get a BA, but we'll see. I don't know. I kind of want to get another BA just because, I don't know, in case I move up like somewhere and become a manager, sometimes it's a good idea to get like a master's in like management or business, something like that. And then they can pay you more. So that's the only reason I would like to take a BA, because technically I'm seeing as Platt College like doesn't count anymore. Like, I'm just like throwing it out.
That's
like, so my BA there is done. So I owe money to them for something that
doesn't
work for me, basically.
That sucks.
Yeah. It's really stupid. God. But yeah.
You should be like, you're paying for this. You should you need to pay for this school.
Yeah, I wish I could do something, but school is like the one thing you can't do anything about, which is really dumb.
I didn't even know that was a thing, that classes wouldn't transfer.
Yeah, I didn't know either, because when I went, I remember them telling me that I can use those credits to to go somewhere else or something like that. And, I tried going somewhere else. I forgot where. And I sent them my transcript, and they were like, nope. And then I sent Southwestern my transcript, and they were like, yeah, we can't use anything that you have here.
Yeah.
I was like, I know I did take some... I think I took like a math class and a few electives, because it was cheaper to take electives at Southwestern than at Platt. So like,
yeah. So do those count? I know,
yeah, because I took them at Southwestern. So
okay.
But I mean, it's not that much. It's not really gonna.
I'm just like terrified for you, but that's because I'm horrible at math. But if you're not, then you could just test out. I'm sure you could.
I have to take some upper math classes too for the programming stuff.
Oh, because it has to do with your
like calculus and I forgot what else.
Oh, that's true.
But I'm so rusty that I kind of would rather just take like I'm kind of happy that I have to do some GE probably, so I can brush up on my math. I haven't done math in Jesus, I don't know,
a long time.
Yeah, like I haven't had to use math in so long.
Dude, I had to, my teacher, one of my teachers, I shit you not, passed me because she felt bad for me. I'm not even kidding. She was like, fuck it, you're never going to need this. And she just like gave me a C. Because I was like, because I would like stay with her after school every single day. Like, I just clearly wasn't getting it. And so she was like, okay, it's not like you're not trying. And then at one time I just told her and I'm like, look, I need to transfer to state for a music major. I'm never going to need this. You know I'm never going to need this. So she, like, felt bad for me and passed me.
What's the math that they teach kids now? Common Core?
I have no idea.
What is that?
Yeah.
So they teach, like, okay, so Common Core, they started, like, maybe, like, 10 years ago, started teaching elementary school students. Like, they started with, like, first grade, and then they would use, like, first and second, and then second and third, you know, third, second, first. And then they started doing it that way to push the other kids, like, kind of out. Mm. It is, like, a new way of teaching math, but a lot of people, parents specifically, annoying, you know, white parents that we kind of deal with now, started complaining about Common Core math because they didn't know how to teach their kids how to do it.
Because they were bad at it?
I honestly don't think that's what it is. I think it's because it's different and they don't know how to do it. So
yeah,
they're going to bitch about it. Which when I looked at it, I was like, oh, this is what I do in my head.
Oh, you know, yeah, yeah.
I've always been like pretty good at math, and like the way they were teaching, like because I saw it for... somebody, I think my friend's kid, and I saw it, and I saw they were doing it, and I was like, oh, this makes way more sense. Like, so when I was doing math, I think by the time I got to fourth grade, I wouldn't even pay attention to the teacher. I would read the book and then see how it was done, and then I would like kind of teach myself how to do it because I didn't understand what the teacher was explaining. So I did that through all junior high, all high school. I basically like breeze through math because I would teach myself how to do it like in my head. So I hate it when like
they said write it out for your
Turn in my work, which was done in class, and then the teacher would be like, oh, go back to your desk and write out the thing, and I'm like, you just saw me do it.
Yeah.
And so I would have to like work backwards. Basically I would have to do the problem, and it was kind of stupid because instead of being like, oh, you know what you're doing, I should just, you know, say something and pass you on. No, like they would just be like, go do the work. So I showed Vanessa how it's done, and then I gave Vanessa like problems, and she figured out how to do it. I can't remember how it's done now. They do it like a really long format. Like that's how they teach first graders. Like they do a really long format of, so it takes longer to do. And I think this is what parents had issues with, is that they were doing, technically the first graders, like the little kids, were doing more work, but what they weren't explaining was that it'll help them in the long run because they understand how to do certain steps in their head.
Oh, so it's like training them better.
Yeah, so it's training them to do it a certain way so that when they get to the harder math, they can skip steps.
Oh,
so, like, I wonder if someone taught you how to do it that way, like, you'd probably...
Oh, that makes sense, because in one of my math classes, my teacher was showing us, I think he was teaching us a quadratic formula, and he had mentioned something like that. Like, he said, if you guys were at the next level in math class, you would be able to skip these two. But he's like, but you can't right now, because, I mean, unless you know how to do it.
Yeah.
But he did explain that, yeah.
So I think it's not taught as much anymore because people were complaining about it. And I was like pro doing it. We had some friends who had kids and they were like, oh, I hate this Common Core. And I'm like, instead of figuring out how to do it and realize how it's going to benefit your kid in the future, you just want it easy now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's a stupid way of thinking for your child.
Yeah.
Like, you don't matter anymore, like, as an adult.
Yeah, it's what's better for them.
We have to figure out how to make them better than us.
Yeah.
And, yeah, so, like, I don't know. We're probably going to have some really smart people if they got it. Or if they had parents who would teach it. But, yeah. So, yeah, I'm not that worried about school. I'm more worried about paying for it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Have you tried financial aid? Or, like,
Well, I used up all my financial aid to go to that other stupid school that I still owe money to.
Wait, but they don't, you can't, like, this isn't like a new thing? It's not by year?
I've tried getting financial aid, and I think because of our combined income, I don't get much.
That is stupid.
Yeah. So the last time I took some classes, I just paid out of pocket, basically.
Yeah.
I should try again, but I don't think we'll qualify because I think we're still over. Yeah, it's really dumb. The school system is really stupid.
It's,
yeah.
I mean, I don't know. I think, I remember we had a foreign exchange student when I was in high school, and everybody was like applying for, you know, for colleges. And then he was from Germany, and he was like, what are you guys doing? And we were like, oh, we're applying for classes. And he's like, so how do you know which class you want to go to? And then we were like, oh, we were explaining to him, like, applying and money and everything. And he's like, that's ridiculous. Like, he's like, in Germany, you don't pay for school because it's necessary. And and he's like, and you don't, I think he said you don't pick your colleges. I think it's like you test into them.
Oh, that makes
type
sense.
Of thing. Yeah. And I'm like, yeah, well, that makes way more sense than this.
Yeah. I'm at a point in my life where I'm like, is it beneficial to still live here?
I was talking to my yeah, I was talking to my dad about this the other day because you know, like, our parents came here for a reason and that is a better opportunity. So I was like, I wonder if he still feels the same way.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, no. He's like, it's completely different now. And it's not, I don't, he's like, we're turning into just like the worst right now. Because we're what, like, our education is shit. Our, like, wealth disparity is crazy. I'm kind of like,
oh. Yeah, it's really weird. I started thinking about that the other day. I was like, I don't know.
Like, if I had the option, I wouldn't live here.
Yeah, to grow up here. It's kind of weird. Like,
yeah.
Yeah, because I was thinking that too. I was like, my mom moved here to give us a better life, but I don't see that for. Like, if we have kids, like, I don't see that for my kids.
For
like,
your
I don't
kids.
Know if it'll be a better life for them. I don't know.
Yeah.
It's kind of weird.
Do you guys hear the baby?
No, not really.
Oh, as soon as he said that, he stopped crying.
He heard you. Yeah, he's like, they hear me.
Yeah.
I forgot Justin was recording.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I forgot to be quiet this time.
Yeah. Theo Parkey.
Theo Parkey.
Oh my god, I went over to my sister's house today to drop something off and put on Fantasia for my nephew. Mm-hmm. And he was like mesmerized. And then I turned around and I was like, I'm very disappointed in the content you're showing my nephew to my sister. I was like, what are you showing him? This is like the greatest Disney movie ever. I fucking love that movie so much.
You know which one? I've never seen the newer one when they did like
the 2000?
The 2000, yeah.
Yeah. That's the one I was showing him. Oh, you gotta. Love it's it. So good. It's I I really like it. My favorite one is they do Rhapsody in Blue by Gershwin, and they do like a New York City like scene with all these people that like live in New York City. It's really cool. But that's my favorite one.
Yeah, I've only ever seen the old one with the buckets of water and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So, well, yeah, I guess we'll get started. And this is Microwave Coffee Podcast, and I'm Ivan Ortega.
And I'm Kishan Sandy.
And I'm Justin Park.
So I'm gonna make this super long because Justin wants to leave. So
keep me here. Trap me.
Just kidding. No, it's probably not that long. But today, yeah, I was having an issue with topics, as Kishan and Justin would know. But yeah, so I decided to figure out, since it's going to be Christmas, I was like, where did putting a Christmas tree up in your house come from?
Oh!
So yeah, so it's actually pretty interesting. It started before, I know we celebrate Christmas as like the birth of Christ and all this stuff, and there's like other stuff that comes with this, but the tree was actually celebrated by people in the Northern Hemisphere. They used evergreen plants to decorate their houses, and mainly their doors. They would decorate outside their houses, but like they would put some stuff inside, and this was to celebrate the winter solstice.
Where was this?
In the Northern Hemisphere. So like any cold area, probably mainly Europe, I would assume.
Yeah.
I didn't see much about like what people did like in Africa or South America or anything like that. Probably because we don't have that much like documentation or
recording
of it or whatever. But yeah, so like December 21st or the 22nd, people would start decorating their houses. Basically, this was a common thing around Europe and Egypt, and obviously the Northern Hemisphere. But in Egypt, they would celebrate the Egyptian god Ra. The Celts also decorated their houses. Basically, everyone was happy around this time because it meant that pretty soon their crops were going to start to grow. And that's kind of what I've gathered from everyone else. The ancient Romans also did the decorating, but they did it to honor Saturn, the god of agriculture. So they would decorate temples and houses with evergreen boughs. I think that's a B-O-U-G-H-S. So the Romans, though, took it a little step further. During this time, I think it was for like 6 days or something, you could do lawless acts. So basically it was like the purge.
Yeah.
And people would like murder people, rape people, and you could not be convicted for this during that time. Like, so they couldn't put you in jail.
My God, that's nuts.
Yeah. Here, let's celebrate Saturn by murdering everyone. Oh my God. But there was also people who would do kind things, like, so they would give gifts and do nice things for other people. Like, it wasn't just the murder and the raping and the, you know, but people would obviously drink and, you know, it's kind of like a big celebration in the Roman Empire.
Yeah.
It didn't start to change till the first, like, Christian Romans started to, like, rule. Basically, they kind of switched it to be a celebration of like Jesus's birth, even though I think they know now that Jesus wasn't born in December. He was born like September or something like that. But anyway, basically they changed all that. Like, nobody, I don't think they use like actual trees yet at this time. During the 16th century, during the Middle Ages, they would use trees, but they would call it paradise trees, because what they did, they would actually celebrate Adam and Eve and not like Jesus' birth at that point. And they would also, I think they would use fir trees. It's like the first documented people who would use fir trees, not the evergreens. I did read somewhere else, but I couldn't find it at once I was writing this, that the reason they would use evergreen and fir trees is because they tend to grow year round.
Oh, I didn't know that.
So it's like there's a lot of them, you know, like they don't have to like pick a specific tree that's going to die.
Grow in that. Yeah.
This was mostly like in German, what we know Germany now, like those German areas, they would call them paradise trees, and they would hang fruit, mainly like apples to represent the forbidden fruit and all this stuff. And some people didn't like it. Some people did. And shortly after that, I think they started using branches of the trees and making like little pyramids out of them.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where they would hang the fruit. And then they also started hanging like gingerbreads and other things.
Candy canes.
Yeah, it seems like most of these people would hang like how now we put trees up like freaking October seems like. It seems February. Like most of these people didn't put trees up until like a few days before. That's why they would put like edible stuff, because if not it would go bad. Unless you were me as a child and the candy canes would disappear before Christmas. One of the stories that I read was that they would put candles, like one candle for each family member in the house, on the little pyramid branch tree thing. So that's kind of where that started, like with the lights. But one story that I read was that Martin Luther, the guy who started that church, the Lutheran church.
Oh, the Lutheran church.
Not Martin Luther King. He was walking home one day through the forest and saw like the stars shining through the trees. So there's a like a myth, or I don't know, like it's not confirmed, but is kind of a story where he's kind of the first one that put candles on a tree to kind of simulate the stars shining through the through the trees when he was walking home, like during Christmas, like during that time, that celebration. Yeah, that's what I always think too, but I guess it was pretty common. I didn't read about any like mass fires during that time, so I don't know how they did it too, because like I can barely hang an ornament on the trees now. Like they freaking,
they just fall off.
Yeah, so I'm like, how are these people hanging candles?
Yeah.
Well, guess we'll never know. But yeah, so some around like the 19th century, Christmas like trees were kind of popular, but more on like the Germans' side. Like now that Germany was kind of like an actual country, like that area really, like they would really celebrate like Christmas trees and somewhat decorate them. But it really took off when Queen Victoria started doing the trees, because she married a German king. I forgot his name. Albert, I think. Yeah, Albert. And they had a painting made of them with their kids in front of a Christmas tree. And because she was so popular, she made Christmas trees popular in England.
Also, it was like kind of carrying that. So like it did come from that German Northern tradition, and then she kind of, that's how she brought it in.
Yeah, she brought it in and made it more popular. And then Martin Luther kind of made it more Christian, which is kind of funny because there's like a quote from a Lutheran priest saying that Christmas trees were bad because they took away from the like Christ side of things. So like people cared more like about the trees, which I think it's true now for sure. Like more about the trees than any tradition or whatever.
More like the winter.
But yeah, so she made it popular. So naturally in the US and you know, the Americas, trees were not popular because they did not like the queen over here.
Yeah.
You know.
So they're like, do the opposite of her.
We kind of had a little fight. You might have heard of it.
Just a little.
It did start to become kind of popular towards the time when she did the painting, because we had a lot of German and Dutch settlers in the American like areas, and they were doing communal trees in their like little village setups. So they would set up like a tree outside, mm-hmm. and decorate that. One of the things that she made popular was that she had gifts under the tree in the painting, so then people started putting gifts under the tree.
So did she start that, or was that also brought over?
No, that wasn't something that they would do, but she put it for the painting, like to show the gifts, because mm-hmm. you know, gifts have always been a part of that also during this whole time, like people would give gifts. So she put them under the tree so that they would come out in the painting, and then that kind of, you know, became popular. So yeah, so like around from like 1747 was when they would do the community trees, but that was only in like the German populated towns. Mm-hmm. In 1830, there was like a huge population of Germans in Pennsylvania. Mm-hmm. And that kind of started, like, they started putting trees inside their houses as well. But yeah, like the painting was kind of like the biggest thing, because even so, like when we decided to not do trees was like before the painting. Mm-hmm. And then like when she did it in 1846, that's when people were like, oh, well, you know, royalty's kind of doing it. So
yeah.
It kind of shows like that we've been the same people forever.
Yeah.
So in 18, like around the 1890s, Christmas ornaments were arriving from Germany, and trees, Christmas trees were kind of becoming even more popular in the US. One of the things that someone noted was that in Europe, trees were like really small, like 4 feet high. And Americans around that time loved big trees, like from floor to ceiling, which, you know,
yeah,
is a very American thing.
Oh, definitely. Yeah.
Even in the 1890s, have the bigger one. Yeah, we need a huge tree.
Biggest. I am surprised, though, that it was that even at that time.
Yeah.
Like, I would think that would be something more recent.
Yeah. So around the 1890s and like 1900. Like, the reason trees started to become really popular was because wassailing was popular at that time, and civic leaders, I'll answer your question in your head right now. civic leaders and, like, artists and just authors, like, people of importance around that time wanted to get rid of wassailing and have more something that looked more respectable or whatever, I guess. So having a tree indoors with presents underneath the tree was a lot better. So wassailing was kind of like caroling, but instead of just singing at someone's door, people would sing and they would carry around a wassailing bowl. I couldn't find what was in the bowl. My guess is it was like some type of punch or something. And they would offer the people that they would sing for, like, so they would go around knocking, they would sing for them, and they would offer them, like, a sip of the bowl in return for a wine? Present. Maybe.
Yeah.
Wassailing was also a thing that they did in England in orchards, mm-hmm. Where they would make cider. But they did more of, like, they would recite incantations and sing to the trees, mm-hmm. like praying, basically kind of praying for like a good harvest is what they would do.
Okay.
So that's why, like in the Americas, if you think about like the time that happened, like, you know, before 1900s, like they wanted to look more, I guess, sophisticated or whatever, and having mm-hmm. like a nice pretty tree and be organized indoors rather than knocking on people's doors.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which I'm okay with that. One holiday that people knock on people's doors is enough for me.
Yeah, that's cool. We don't need any more people coming over uninvited.
Yeah, so like one of the other things was in 1822 was the first like the written poem, 'Twas the Night Before Christmas, was kind of like a big thing on like how Christmas looks today, because they paint a picture basically of what Christmas is, and that's where they took like Santa Claus basically looks the way he looks now because of that poem. And that's why we do trees the way we do and things like that. So yeah, so basically you could see how these civic leaders and artists and all this stuff were basically, it's kind of like marketing before big advertisement
took over. instead of them, now it's the Kardashians.
But they're basically like, they were advertising this look to Christmas that we basically adopted, but it was all like manipulated, you know. The book, you know, I'm sure there was like ads in the newspaper and magazines or whatever.
Yeah.
But yeah. So President Franklin Pierce arranged to have first Christmas tree in the White House during the mid 1850s. President Calvin Coolidge started the National Christmas Tree Lighting Ceremony on the White House lawn in 1923. The first tree at Rockefeller Center was placed in 1931. This was done during the Depression, and it was like kind of to make people
happier,
feel happier, I guess. You know,
did it look as depressing as the one this year?
It was pretty depressing. It didn't have that many decorations. It had actually like very, very little decorations. And it was kind of just like a thing that the construction workers did while they were doing construction there. In that, like that plaza area now. And they kind of just did it to like, I think it wasn't even that like tall or whatever. It was huge, but it wasn't like that tall. So 2 years later, after that first one, was when now they decided to place like an actual tree. So in 1933, and this time it had lights and yeah. So the whole shebang. Yeah, like the whole thing. I guess they use now like 25,000 Christmas lights to light the thing.
That's crazy.
The tallest tree was 100 feet. I couldn't figure out because I kept reading different things, so maybe they happen at both times, but supposedly the biggest tree, 100 foot, was the history.com had it at 1948, and everywhere else they had it at 1999. I don't know who to trust.
Yeah, that's a big difference.
Yeah, but yeah, that's kind of like where it comes from. I don't know why we make it look the way we do.
It's just.
I thought you were going to tell us that Belschnickel.
Belschnickel.
Left the tree for us.
Yeah. Impish. And he slapped you.
Impish. Yeah. Yeah. Impish.
No, I should have looked up what he actually is. But yeah. So anyway, that's kind of where it comes from. Queen Victoria basically.
Interesting.
Modeled what a Christmas tree looks like now.
Interesting.
But yeah, so other facts are 35 million Christmas trees are sold annually.
35 million.
Oh. Yeah. Joined by 10 million artificial trees. Now, here's my thing that nobody ever said. One of the things is like, supposedly the artificial trees are, obviously because they're plastic, they're worse for the environment.
I was just about to ask you, because every year it's like it switches up.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I always hear like, no, this one's worse. No, this one's worse.
They save it, right? For the next year.
Yeah, okay, so that was my thing. You're supposed to save it. Why the hell are we selling 10 million artificial trees every year? Who are the idiots who are throwing away their...
The reusable tree.
Yeah.
It's probably the people like, who 10 like, million think they're going to keep it, and then they're like, yeah. You know what? Just throw it away. I don't want to see this right now.
Yeah. 10 million artificial trees is an insane amount. That's why I think it's in, like worse for the environment.
Yeah,
because we keep wasting them.
Yeah, you're supposed to keep it.
Dude, we've had our tree for like legit like 15 years. Yeah. We just like sold it on OfferUp. But like because we were tired of putting it out because it's big and we had like another small one. But I'm like, Yeah, those that shit lasts forever.
Yeah.
Like, how does it fall apart? You can't do anything to it.
Yeah, so like every year 300 million trees are grown in a farm around the world.
Wow.
To sustain a $2 billion industry.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
So wait, so you're saying that real trees are worse because we have to get a new one every time?
That's what a lot of people thought, and that's why I think they made the artificial tree. But because the artificial tree is made out of plastic and it's not very environmentally friendly,
yeah,
I think that's why it's worse.
Oh.
I was trying to figure out why one was worse than the other, but
mm-hmm.
I kind of ran out of time. But yeah, I mean, that's just how many the sheer, like, the number of trees that we buy is insane. Like, the fake ones is what blew my mind.
Yeah, that's a lot.
I'm like, why are people reusing the tree? Like, if you're reusing the tree, then artificial trees should be going down every year.
Yeah, that doesn't make sense.
Yeah, that was weird. One of the, like, other things that I saw was that just like little facts. In Canada, they use more of like the Advent calendar. They kind of have trees, but I guess it's not as common. Kind of like in Mexico,
mm-hmm.
they do the nativity scene, and that's what was traditionally used. But I think now more and more people use trees in Mexico. But yeah, growing up, there wasn't too many places where I would go to like relatives' house and they would have a Christmas tree. They would have more like the little Jesus and all that stuff. So like you put the baby Jesus on Christmas Eve, right?
Yeah, you, on like, the little nativity scene.
All year, like all month or whatever, it's not there. But then on that day, you put the little baby.
Yeah.
And that's obviously coming throughout all of the like Latin America. And
what are the countries that do the trees?
Mostly in Europe and
here.
And here in Canada, I guess, does it more now.
Mm-hmm.
Greenland has to import all their trees because they don't really grow trees in Greenland.
Oh, okay. It's climate, too, I'm assuming?
Yeah, it's too damn cold, I'm guessing. But yeah, no trees live that far north, apparently.
Huh.
Yeah, those were kind of like the countries that I was like, oh, that's crazy. Greenland. Yeah, in Sweden, a lot of people buy their trees way before. I guess a lot of people buy their tree near Christmas, and that's part of like Christmas, is like that they decorate the tree, they put presents underneath. It's not like this whole thing where we have it for like months, you know, in the US.
I don't understand. When I watch TV shows, they do that a lot in TV shows.
Yeah, because I think that was the tradition. I kind of like that, but
then so what, you would keep it longer? You would just keep it throughout like the month of January?
We keep it till the 6th, which is
the Reyes.
Yeah, what's it called? King's Day, I guess.
Yeah.
And we throw it out on the 6th or the 7th, I guess. I like that tradition more. Vanessa wishes we can have it throughout the year.
To me, the only reason I like to put it up or like to put stuff up like a month before is because of like the effort it takes to put stuff up. And like, so I'm like, if I'm gonna do this, it better be up while.
I don't care, because we make it like an event. Like, we have hot chocolate, we cookies, and, you know, we put it up Christmas and stuff music. Like that. Yeah. So I like pajamas, that, but I don't...
Pillow fight.
Yeah, like, in November, like, some people put it up in November, and I don't feel Christmassy in November.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't want to do it. Yeah, that's just my opinion.
Interesting. Mm-hmm.
But the closer we can get to Christmas... Oh, the other thing... Living in Mexico, holy crap, the Christmas trees are expensive over here. I don't know why.
Oh, are they?
They're imported. Yeah. So, like, every year since I was a kid, I would see people crossing the border, like, coming from the U.S. into Mexico, and they would have trees on their, like, cars or whatever, and I'd be like, why are they bringing trees? Like, don't they have trees in Mexico? Mm-hmm. And I always thought, like, things made in Mexico or grown in Mexico are cheaper in the country you're in, obviously.
Yeah, yeah.
But no, yes, last year we bought a tree here, and it was so expensive. I was like, this is insane. So, like, this year I think we're just going to go halvesies and get the tree at Vanessa's mom.
Mm-hmm.
Because we're going to go over there with her for Christmas. So, yeah, the tree was insane. And then, yeah, like, I kept looking at the prices and, like, converting, like, the pesos to U.S. dollar. And I was like, why is it so expensive? And I kind of tried looking into it, and I can't figure out why. My only guess is that they're imported.
I mean, it would have to be.
Yeah, yeah. For them to be that expensive. Because I don't know how anyone in Mexico, like, working in Mexico, can afford to buy a nice-looking tree here. Because, yeah, to get a nice-looking tree was, like, really expensive. And I was just like, that's kind of sad.
Yeah, that is sad.
But anyway.
Cool. Happy, that's interesting.
Happy tree.
Happy tree day.
Happy tree day. Cool. So where can they find us?
Yeah. Find us on Instagram at Microwave Coffee Podcast and email us at microwavecoffeepodcast@gmail.com.
Cool. Yeah. Thank you, guys. We'll see you next week.
Thank you.
Go decorate your trees.
Bye-bye.
Yeah. Bye.
Get your trees.
Could I get some more coffee?